We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris, what are you seeing down there?
Well, you know, it is there is damage everywhere. I mean, you have communities like Fort Myers Beach that have been obliterated. You get into Fort Myers, which is the neighboring city, and, you know, homes are standing, but you have roofs off, you have damage, you have feet of water that were in people's homes. And, you have a real effort right now. We talked to the city mayor. First project was to clear the roads. The second is to get the power back on, because once they have the power on, they can get the water system working again. But because the power is out to the water system, folks don't have water either. And that's going to become a real major problem for the folks in Fort Myers. At the peak of the storm, about 80% of that community lost power.
Any casualty numbers there in Fort Myers? I know the search and rescue efforts still go on. Or are they finding people who have been missing?
You know, we are hearing reports that the fatality numbers are growing. It's hard to concretely put a number on it right now. We know that there are a host of rescues happening, and efforts to get people off the barrier islands that have been largely cut off from the mainland. So that is likely where fatalities would have occurred. That's where the storm surge was the worst. So folks didn't evacuate, and many of those communities have been, in some cases, leveled. That's where the real concern about the fatalities are. And we know that there is a large effort right now to get boots on the ground and, if necessary, go door to door to try to make sure the people that need to get off can get off those islands and try to account for the injured or worse.
What are the people of Fort Myers telling you? What's on their mind right now?
You know, for a lot of people, it's power and water, power and water. You know, there's also, you know, that we hear from a lot of people that they are grateful to be alive. They are grateful that it could have been so much worse for them. They know that they know that there are people that have it worse, that have lost their homes and perhaps lost their lives. But, you know, it's going to be a long time before you get back to normal. If you had 4 feet of water in your house, that's extensive repairs that are going to need to be done. And it's block after block after block in this city that has seen that kind of impact. So just the repair process seems mind-boggling.
Are you noticing more power crews and first responders from other states arriving?
You know, I'm sitting just off of Interstate 75 and watching this flood of big, heavy, construction equipment come into town, semis with generators on the back, power crews. The amount of relief equipment that's being surged in to the Fort Myers area, the Gulf Coast right now, is remarkable. We've seen ambulances from as far away from Texas, a team of fire marshals from Louisiana passed us. So, you know, certainly help is coming. There are a lot of resources already there or nearby. And there is work going on to get the lights on. More places today had lights on, had power. Communication is better today, but as we saw a few minutes ago, it's still spotty. You'll be able to make a call and then you won't. Right now you still hear a lot of sirens still as resources are coming in and people trying to move around. It is certainly an effort, and help is continuing to come in there. There's no question about that.
CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve in Fort Myers, Florida. Thanks for joining us, Chris, and take care.
Sure thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.